Global expansion. An organization's globalization strategy seeks to achieve growth by expanding the geographical market for an organization's products outside its current borders without changing its essential business focus. As existing markets mature, organizations must either reinvent themselves and their products/services, such as by lowering costs, or find ways to add customers. Globalization strategies can provide those customers and cost savings. A global strategy may be attractive if it gives access to new customers for saturated demand in home market, for example, from imitators. It can lower costs and improve competitive position. Competitive advantage can come from a variety of sources. Increasing revenue with the same production cost lowers unit costs and creates economies of scale. Larger operations have more bargaining power with suppliers. New locations can lower transportation costs by shortening distances to raw materials or customers. Certain markets have less expensive labor or access to specialized skills or new technologies. It mitigates home country negative conditions. Government regulations or trade barriers may arise. Skilled workers may be scarce. A profit sanctuary is created when an organization expands into a foreign market and enjoys a strong and protected competitive position, which then supports competitive activities in the organization's domestic and foreign markets. A global organization with a profit sanctuary can afford to compete more aggressively against its domestic rivals, for example, by cutting prices and margins because of the profits from outside the domestic market. The domestic rivals are forced to respond but lack the same resources. Fair trade agreements aim at protecting markets from extreme competitive practices such as dumping. In dumping, an organization sells its goods into a foreign market at prices well below normal or well below its costs of production. International strategies. An international strategy, competing in more than one country, determines how the organization structures the relationship between the headquarters or home country and the host countries. Three major types of international strategies are global, transnational, and multi-domestic. Exhibit 1-29 maps these orientations against two factors: global integration and local responsiveness. Global integration is the degree to which a multinational organization standardizes and integrates its activities. Local responsiveness is the degree to which a multinational organization allows its foreign divisions to act independently to meet local tastes. Exhibit 1-29. International strategy orientations. Note that a global strategy is also called a multinational strategy, and a multi-domestic strategy is also called a multi-country strategy. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines these terms as multinational strategy, a strategy to outcompete rivals that focuses on opportunities to achieve cross-business and cross-country coordination, thereby enabling economies of scope and an improved competitive position with regard to reducing costs, cross-country subsidization, and so on. C. Global strategy. Multi-country strategy. A strategy in which each country market is self-contained. Customers have unique product expectations that are addressed by local production capabilities. SIN. Multi-domestic strategy. Global/multinational. Think global, act global. The organization is highly standardized, selling the same products, with minor customizations, leveraging strong, globally recognized brands, with centralized decision-making strategy, marketing channels, and messages. Components may be made near raw materials, but assemble close to customers. Local proximity. Benefits include economies of scale, transferring capabilities across borders, and geographic diversification. Less disaster risk plus a capacity cushion. Globally minded leaders, cultural sensitivity, and complex management enable integration. There may be high transportation costs and tariffs. The organization trades local market adaptation for global brand strength. Transnational. Think global, act local. A transnational strategy aims at achieving some degree of both standardization and local responsiveness. It may be appropriate for an organization whose products and services will be more competitive in local markets if they appeal to distinctively local needs and the customization can be accomplished cost-effectively, such as by postponement or assemble to order. Multi-domestic/multi-country. Think local, act local. The organization is highly decentralized. Divisions operate independently. Products vary from one market to the next. The organization is responsive to local conditions and needs. The products are marketed using local competitive practices, such as focusing on small shops. This approach allows local businesses to act quickly on threats and opportunities. It does not promote local to global innovation, organizational learning, or competencies. It can't use the increased customer base for economies of scale or brand recognition.